Thought before we start our class, if you would, you got your Bible, open up to Romans 6. And I didn't really have anything, just a couple little notes I scribbled down earlier as I was thinking about our class. And I was going to talk a little bit about the word know, K-N-O-W. I was going to mention something about Gnosticism, what have you, in our Revelation class. And basically, that word know in the Greek, gnosko, means having knowledge, right? And so I'm thinking about this word as it pertains to Gnosticism, which we'll talk about in class. And it made me think about, what is it that God wants us to know? So if you, and we're not going to read it all, we just got a couple minutes for the devotional here. Romans chapter 6, four times you see that word know. Right, God wants us to know something, and again, four times in chapter 7, so eight in two chapters. And so I just want to read these to you and just be reminded here what it is that God wants you to know, just from these two chapters. And so in chapter 6 of Romans, verse 3, he says, "Or do you not know?" Remember, he's talking to Christians. And he's reminding Christians of basically the mechanics of obeying the gospel, you know, what that is and what's achieved with that, you know, and basically rhetorical, you should know the answer to this. "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Right? And then go down to verse 6 here. "Knowing this," right, knowing what you should know concerning, you know, when you obey the gospel, and we'll make this the invitation here before we sing an invitation song. So the first know, he's like, you ought to know this, right? When you obey the gospel, you're reenacting the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus at baptism, right? And of course, we know you're doing that with a responsive faith. You're doing it because you believe in God, you believe in Jesus, you're willing to repent of your sins and confess him before men, right? So that act of baptism, right? Now, do we bury that which is alive or dead? Well, you're dead. You're still dead in your sins. You can still believe in Jesus. You're still dead in your sins until you reenact that death, burial, and resurrection. He said, you should know this. And then the second time, in verse 6, "Knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer walk, should no longer be slaves of sin." You ought to know that. Right? So you get to start all over, you get to start fresh. You know, you died in Christ, you're a new creation, right? A new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Then in verse 9, he says, "Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him." So he defeated death for us, right? And now, yes, we're going to die physically, but we don't have to die the second death, right? We don't have to worry about hell. Right, we get to be with the Lord for eternity. And then the last one, I'm not going to look at the four in chapter 7. Look at verse 16 and 17. "Do you not know?" Right. So this is information that the brethren ought to know. "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" So you're going to be a slave to something, one or the other, either slave to sin or slave to righteousness. You don't get to decide what you're going to be a slave to, right? So he's reminding those who obeyed the gospel that they're no longer slaves to that old lifestyle, but now you're a slave to righteousness. Then in verse 17, "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered," right? So that doctrine that he's talking about, you go back to chapter 1, he's talking about the gospel, right? And so there's a body of information that we can look to, we can read, we can weigh it out, and we can respond to it, right? Knowledge, know, gnosko. There's a body of information that you can obey from the heart so that you can be delivered. So think about what you know and what you need to know and what you need to obey this evening. Here in a moment, Matt's going to lead a song of invitation. Gives us a moment here to consider, what is our response to that form of doctrine that saves us? If you've never obeyed the gospel, let's take care of that. Let's sit down and study that some more. You can see what God says. Maybe you've done that, and along the way you lost your way. You went back to being a slave of sin. Well, it's time to come home, and we'd love to help you with that. Or if you just need encouragement from the church here, whatever it is, let us know as we stand, as we sing.